With reporting from around the world, it's time for Eye on Travel with America's number one frontline travel news journalist, Peter Greenberg. And now, the man who travels over 400,000 miles each year, Peter Greenberg.
And welcome back to Eye on Travel. If you're just joining us on this fourth weekend of January 2021, let me tell you where we are. Get out those maps, boys and girls. 38 degrees, 54 minutes north, 77 degrees, 2 minutes west. We are in Washington, D.C. A perfect time to be here during Inauguration Week. And we're coming to you from the DuPont Circle Hotel, one of my favorite hotels in one of my favorite locations in Washington, D.C., DuPont Circle. I mean, we're 1.5 miles from the White House, from the National Mall, from the Monument. Maybe an 8-minute ride, 9-minute ride to the airport. And, I mean, perfect walking distance to just about anywhere. And we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. Lots of things to talk about. Of course, you know you can always reach me by emailing me to peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question, or problem. We will solve it right here on the air. In fact, let's go to some of those emails and calls right now. One of the emails from Linda Berberian says, I heard you speak about this. What is the law or ruling where a consumer who purchased airline tickets can get the money returned if the airline cancels the flight? Linda, this is a long-going, long-continuing issue on this show. I'll give it to you again. It's a Department of Transportation rule that says the following. If an airline cancels your flight, not if you cancel the flight, you're entitled to a full refund back to your original form of purchase, including even if you bought a non-refundable ticket. However, if you cancel the flight, now we're in voucher land, and thank God no longer any ticket change fee land, but it still is voucher land. But if someone canceled your flight and you didn't cancel it, you're entitled to a full refund. Here's one from M&J. Oh, it's Mike, who says, would you discuss what is the travel, what travel would be like if you took the Trans-Siberian Express originating in Moscow, terminating in Beijing? I'm wondering if it's anything special. The answer is yes, it is, and I've done it. I didn't do it in that direction. I took it from Beijing all the way to Germany. It's an amazing experience. You want to be able to do it in such a way where you can buy a ticket that allows you to get off during the trip because that's how you see places, right? Of course. It's not the most luxurious train in the world. The bathroom facilities leave a little bit to be desired. However, you're not on there for the luxe lavatories. You're on there to see the countryside that you would normally never get a chance to see. So the answer is yes. Keep in mind, in the winter months, it's unbelievably excruciatingly cold. But, you know, I would say June, July, and August, you're in good shape. Do it. And don't forget to get off in Mongolia. It's worth it. It is absolutely worth it. A number of you have written in, again, trying to get refunds on insurance. It's not easy to do that. However, the good news is there is new or are new insurance products coming online that are actually going to be valid and worthwhile for COVID-19. And we have a lot of that on our website, which is petergreenberg.com. A lot of you also asked about the name of the resort where we were broadcasting from last week in Cancun. It's Le Blanc, B-L-A-N-C, and it truly is a great all-inclusive. I couldn't find an asterisk. Think about that. How many of you stayed at all-inclusives that are loaded with asterisks on the bottom page and in fine print of all the things that are, oh, what a surprise, not included? This one, I got to tell you, they do a great job, and you should check it out. Plus, they have a very good program there right now at many of their resorts, either the Palace Resorts or the Le Blanc Resorts in Mexico, where they will provide COVID-19 testing free of charge to any guest there. And should you test positive, guess what? They will let you stay there for 14 days in quarantine at their expense. So they've provided a great destination assurance right now for anybody worried about going to their locations. And a number of other hotels in the Turks and Caicos and in other Caribbean destinations are following suit. And there you go. Here's one from Diane Cutinelli, who goes, is it safe to travel to Cabo San Lucas in late March? I think it is. Again, one, I'll give you my asterisk. As long as you behave responsibly, you have great situational awareness, And what that means is if you see people who are not behaving responsibly, go to another location in Cabo. You don't have to go to a crowded bar. That's the last place you'd want to go. But in my experience down there, we were shooting our television show there recently. They did a great job of social distancing. People were behaving and wearing their masks. And most importantly, hotels were operating below 50%, which meant you weren't being crowded out anywhere in the hotel. And that included the pool and the bar areas. It was okay. Now, not everybody's behaving in Mexico. In Cancun, there are some hotels, not LeBlanc, but other hotels there. They just don't care. They're not wearing masks. These are Americans, by the way. And you know what? I wouldn't stay there. Again, do your homework. Eyes, ears, listen, look, and you'll be okay. And wear your mask. Let's go right to the phones. We've got Meredith on the phone out there in Farmington Hills, Michigan. How are you?
I'm doing great.
And how can I help you?
Well, I have two companion tickets that I have to use before December 31st, and we can only use them in the 48 states. Do you have any suggestions on what cities we could go to and what location in that city would lend itself to walking to different venues and being outside to observe the sights the most?
Well, here's the good news.
This in late summer or early fall, and while we enjoy going to the museums and cultural sites, I was thinking of more nature this year.
Okay, well, everybody's thinking more nature this year. You're not alone.
Yeah.
So what I would do is this. First of all, you've got until the end of this year. That's number one. Number two, which airline, by the way?
Delta.
Okay. They have a huge, great route network. You're not going to be disappointed. My deal is this. You want to walk around and see nature? I would stay in the Midwest. Especially if you're talking September, October, those are the magic months, before it gets too cold. Look, you're in Michigan, but I'm a huge fan of Wisconsin. I'm a huge fan of, if you want to go to coastal cities, you can do that too. September, you mentioned September, right?
Well, late, yeah.
Okay.
Early fall.
Well, head to the coastal cities of Georgia and North Carolina. Only problem you have to worry about there is, of course, hurricane season at that time of the year, or right. Go to New England. New England, that's fall foliage time, and you get to walk around. It's great. Look, the good news is right now, you should book those tickets now, simply because we're going to see an explosion in domestic travel starting in probably April 1. And forward bookings, meaning, advanced bookings are going to fill up quickly because of all the people who got shut out of their trip last year, probably, you did too. They don't want to be shut out this year. So my advice, Meredith, is look at the calendar. You've already figured out late September, October. Look, you can also, the great shoulder season in Colorado, because they're not skiing, they're not river rafting, but you have the great outdoors and it's not crowded. That's one of my favorite times of the year, with the beautiful changing of the leaves, all the yellow aspen trees, the leaves. It's a great time to go. I'm trying to get you to places that are not going to be overtly out of control and crowded. Okay?
Yes. Thank you so much.
You got it, Meredith. And listen, we'll be back. That music means we'll be back right after this. And you know who we're coming back with? Speaking of the great outdoors, Costas Crist, the editor-at-large of National Geographic Traveler. Stay with us. Back right after this.
Your flight might be late, but we're on time. Eye on Travel will be right back.